Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government has urged, or rather government urged, to provide stimulus packages for players in the mineral value chain. Some residents of Livingstone expressed different opinions about the 4 years of the United Party for National Development and Power. In international news, Kenyans rally in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. And finally, in sports news, Power start title defense with a win.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMA's President Victor Kalesha, has urged government to urgently provide stimulus packages for players in the mineral value chain to boost production and to enhance value generation. Speaking within an interview with Power FM Copperbelt Bureau, Mr. Kalesha says while ongoing calls for value addition are a step in the right direction, there is a pressing need to address structural gaps that limit the effective implementation of empowerment initiatives, especially in the gemstone industry, considering the sector has the potential to become a significant source of national income if adequately supported. Mr. Kalesha stressed that increased support for the gemstone sector would help localize revenue streams and ultimately improve the country's economic outlook. He further called for consistent engagement with key stakeholders to ensure the long-term sustainability of Zambia's critical sectors.
But to call stakeholders to come and discuss the reintroduction of value addition to our gemstones, especially emeralds. We had this same initiative under the UNIP government. There was Zambia Emeralds Limited that was doing value addition. So it was on the way stopped for reasons known by the governing bodies, but it was a well thought of move that we reintroduced the value addition to our emeralds so that we can maximize the benefits coming from the emerald sector. And if we are to contribute effectively to the economy, I think there is need that government took a step in trying to empower local Zambians that have been struggling for years in terms of lack of access to finance, lack of access to equipment, lack of access to proper geological information. That is the only way that the gemstone sector would really contribute effectively.
Residents of Livingstone have expressed different opinions about the 4 years of the United Party for National Development in Power. The majority talked to by our staff in Livingstone are of the view that the New Dawn government has not done enough to fulfill its 2021 election promises, especially when it comes to the construction and maintenance of road infrastructure. While some commended the government for doing everything in its power to bring sanity and development to the district. More in the following report with our staff, Mayimbo Mwemba, in Livingstone.
As the government marks 4 years in office, people in Livingstone are questioning whether enough has been done to improve the city. Many residents say progress has been slow, with roads, health facilities and other services still in poor shape. Some have also complained that their Member of Parliament is not visible enough to address these challenges.
We have a very hardworking president. I think the people are working. I support me. Our MP is just nowhere to be seen. When you look at our road infrastructure in Livingstone, you it's a disappointment.
The UPND government has done its best, in my view, just like they promised before they came to power, that they would employ a number of people that were unemployed.
First, I'm going to commend one. President is so working so hard. He's fighting corruption. Once President is fighting corruption, meaning development is our nature.
The opposition Patriotic Front, PF, and Tonsi Alliance has joined in the criticism. PF Livingstone constituency chairman Thomas Kawanda said the district still lacks good roads, reliable water supply, and improved health care.
In the 4 years that the UPND has been power, in Livingstone in particular, there is nothing that we can smile about.
But ruling United Party for National Development, UPND leaders, argue that a lot has been achieved. District Youth Chairperson Gerard Kuyewana pointed to the cash for work programs and the expansion of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He said over 3,000 young people are now studying in colleges and universities with support from CDF bursaries.
From the free of education, we've delivered it, brings them more jobs, we've delivered. What new allowances, we have increased the loans and scholarships, you know, opportunities for poor young Zambians who are underpaid.
And UPND Constituency Chairperson Christopher Siamwenya also pointed out the construction of new classroom blocks, laboratories, health posts, and police posts built with CDF money. He said these projects show that the MP is working, even if people do not always see him in person.
UPND, after taking office, made a lot of strides to improve the economy of this country, and particularly that of Livingstone. We as Livingstone have seen an unprecedented number of tourists that have come to the town. That in itself shows that the town is not as it has been before.
The debate over Livingstone's development is far from over, with residents demanding faster action while government officials insist they are delivering real change. Maimbo Mwemba in Livingstone.
Initiative for Environmental Protection, IEP Executive Director Francis Witola, has warned that the country is likely to record increased cases of animal disease outbreaks as livestock are moved from highlands to lowlands in search of water and pasture during this period. Mr. Witola has observed that the migration of animals often creates conditions that heighten the risk of disease transmission, hence the need for farmers to prioritize preventative measures. He stressed that vaccination is critical in protecting animals from various contagious diseases. Mr. Witola has since urged farmers who are relocating their livestock to water-rich areas to first seek guidance from veterinary officers. He explained that the professional advice will help ensure animals receive the necessary vaccines and preventative care before movement takes place. He further noted that government and stakeholders are making efforts to curb outbreaks through mass vaccinations. Mr. Witola emphasized that such measures, if adhered to, will safeguard livestock health and protect communities that depend on animals for their livelihoods.
This is the period when the country will be recording a lot of disease outbreaks due to the massive movement of animals from higher land to lower lands in search of water and pasture. So it is important that each and every farmer takes it that they subject the animals to vaccinations depending on the areas where they are taking the animals. So I'd like to encourage all the farmers who are in the process of taking their animals in areas where they can be watered that they get advice from veterinary offices so that the animals are given adequate preventions. It is important that this is done before someone is due to the movement. Because as the country is in an effort to prevent the disease outbreaks, all the animals are supposed to be subjected to vaccination so that they are prevented from
medical for college.